Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The situation at a North Texas synagogue remains tense as a man continues to hold at least four people, including the shul's rabbi, hostage as SWAT officers surround the building in Colleyville, about 15 miles northeast of Fort Worth. Police say they continue to talk to the man who has reportedly said he's the brother of a convicted terrorist who's serving an 86-year sentence in a nearby federal prison for attempting to kill U.S. service personnel overseas. Texas Department of Safety and the FBI are assisting local authorities, and President Biden's receiving updates from the White House, which is monitoring the situation. Virginia's new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has pledged to restore trust in the government and restore power to the people. Youngkin struck themes of bipartisanship and optimism in his inaugural speech as he was sworn into office earlier today. This is SRN News.
Live right now, the free Married in 12 Months or Less 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com, featuring creator, author, and matchmaker Jackie Dorman. Jackie's teachings have helped thousands of women just like you get out of the waiting room and step into the love story that God has written for them.
Are you wondering if this year you'll still be asking why it seems so easy for other people to find love but so hard for me? If you're feeling the pain of being alone and are tired of everyone around you finding their soulmates and leaving you behind, then get ready to remove the barriers to finding the marriage of your dreams and start believing it's possible for you. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Join me in my Married in 12 Months Challenge, where I'll teach you why now is your time to find love, what are the lies that are holding you back, and the tools you need to become a bride.
Register at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com. Pick up Jackie's book, Married in 12 Months or Less, wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. A massive winter storm will cause a variety of weather problems across the South this weekend. For us, periods of rain tonight, windy. Wind advisory is in effect. Overnight low temperature 40. Tomorrow, Sunday, windy and much colder. Temperatures in the low 40s early, falling to the 30s by afternoon. Rain becoming mixed with snow at times tomorrow, ending by later in the afternoon. No accumulation. Low on Sunday night, 29. MLK Day will be cold with high temperatures only in the 40s. The sun will be back out. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, almost sterile, and quite tidy, freshly refurbished Blue Water Studios, located on the ground floor of the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, which must be true, they wouldn't have put it on our trash cans, right? It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your slightly out of breath, intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's End of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. Before we get into the meat of the program, you need to understand my disclaimer. It's very important that you not believe a single word you hear out of your radio from now until 9 o'clock, because it's up to you. You see, a person's perception of reality, that's their reality. You have to do your own research, come to your own conclusions about what's really going on. Remember, something freely given to you could never be as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. You know, that's one of the many lessons my father tried to teach me when I was a kid, and of course I didn't listen because I was a rebellious young tot, but it's true. Like most of the things, well, everything he told me was true. I just didn't listen. So welcome, fellow Plandemians, to Clearing the Air. If you're a new listener to this program, thank you. The best thing you can do, because this is probably going to be over your head a little bit, go to the WACV, the official, I might add, WACV website. Click on Insider and then click on Podcasts, and you can go back and listen to some of the older Clearing the Air programs. This goes all the way back to 2014. That's when I started this program. With the help of a man that no longer works here, a man named Terry Barber, who was instrumental in getting this program going, and I owe Terry a lot. And, of course, the boss here, Mr. Peters, he's the one that's allowed me to do this, and I really appreciate him letting me play in his radio world every Saturday night. So thanks to both of those folks. Now, I do breaks every 15 minutes, and that's what's required. I do the longer 5-minute break at the top and bottom of the hour and the shorter 3-minute break at a quarter after and quarter till. So be cognizant of that. Because once I open the phones up, which will be at the 8 o'clock, I leave the final hours reserved for phone calls. If we come up on a break, I'm going to have to have to let you go because the podcast is very rigid about what it records and what it doesn't. See, all I'm going to tell you is the truth, nothing more. And what I say is probably not going to be popular to many of you because you prefer to have things the easier, softer way. We're well past that point. The last few shows, I've mentioned a secret meeting of both houses, a closed-door meeting, if you will, only the fourth ever in the history of our republic. This was back on March 13th, 2008. That's when the purported representatives of the people of this republic secretly gathered and planned the destruction of it. It's not a conspiracy theory. This really happened. Actually, look around you and tell me you don't see their plans being fulfilled as I speak. You know, I often look at today's various tenuous situations, and I wonder what the Founding Fathers would have done if they were still around. You know, all the willing participants in the planning of America's demise would likely be rounded up and hung or shot as traitors. I can assure you that's what they would have done. That's what would have happened. That's what would have happened. But could our Founding Fathers ever have foreseen the republic to which they devoted and some gave their lives for become so full of this Luciferian New World Order and all the liars? I doubt it. Sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my head around the massive level of corruption that's overtaken the swamp in D.C. It's hard to fathom until you take one thing into account: human weakness. In this case, greed. As the former Russian sniper character in the great movie Sniper says, you can't kill that with a gun. Human weakness. I believe that all of this began to increase exponentially once the powers that shouldn't be eliminated God from the American experience. Because see, without God, there are no rules. There's no lines you're not to cross. There's no more right or wrong. Man, and man alone, then believes that the divide between what's wrong and right is entirely up to him. In him alone. But see, in the real world, it doesn't work that way because man is doomed to failure because of all the inherent sin that's embedded within him. This group that has long planned the destruction of America because of its pre-planned role of enforcer in their one world control matrix, they believe they have the right to decide the fate of billions of people. And nothing could be further from the truth. God, and that's all caps, and God alone, being our creator, our Lord and Master, he has that right. No one else. So now we find ourselves on the cusp of door-to-door inoculation squads, the long-prepared FEMA internment camps, and the final years of our great republic. You know, I declared 2 years ago that my line in the sand, as it were, is going to be forced inoculations. I refused to accept this gene-modifying jab. I'm not going to do it. What are you going to do? Think about that. What are you going to do? Because it's coming. Washington, they're passing a law to start the internment camps. It's going to work its way down. They're vilifying the unvaxxed. It's what they're doing. And do you know why they're doing that? Because we will be the only ones capable of resisting them. Because all of you who've taken this jab, once you take all the boosters and they get this nanotechnology, how should I put it, device working within you, they will be able to not only just monitor you, everything about you, how you breathe, your blood pressure, everything. They will be able to control you. See, you don't have to take the guns when you can brainwash people into thinking they don't need to have a gun. The plan's brilliant. Evil, but brilliant. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your up-to-date market report. With just a short time left in 2021, I'd like to report this year's final market report. By the end of this year, through MLS, realtors would have sold 7,000 single-family homes. Close to 70% of listed homes sold in the first 60 days on the market. Many sold in days, not weeks. We are experiencing the strongest seller market that I've ever seen in my 43 years in the real estate business. Our supply of active listings in the River Region now stands at only 655 homes available throughout our market area. If you own a rental home, this might be the perfect time to sell your home with a tenant in the home or when it becomes available. For buyers, we have worked out attractive terms to buy in this market and still own your home. We actively market and sell many homes each year. For details, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group 551-0225 or my cell phone 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch-made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
Back to Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. I appreciate you tuning in. Department of Justice creating special unit focused on, quote, elevated threat of domestic terrorism. This is from the AP. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson on Tuesday testified that the Justice Department is, and I quote, establishing a specialized unit focused on domestic terrorism, as he described an elevated threat from violent extremists in the U.S. The AP says Olson, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, said the number of FBI investigations into suspected domestic violent extremists has more than doubled since the spring of 2020. Olson continued, "We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies." So, if I may, please allow me to interpret that. Many Americans who refuse to be perception managed by the various intel agency programs deployed on mainstream and social media are a clear and present danger to our operation to destroy this republic. Therefore, we are allocating great resources in eliminating the threat that they currently pose. There, now you know what he really meant, because that's what this is all about, folks. That's what it's all about. Now, the Whore of Babylon, our purported vice president, Kamala Harris, keeps finding new ways to perform badly in the easiest job in the world, and she's hit yet another low, uttering the word that every politician in the United States has known not to say since July 1979. That's right, the word is malaise. Our national malaise is back. You probably don't remember Jimmy Carter, and that's probably God's way of protecting you. It's a good thing that you don't remember Jimmy Carter. How that boy was Southern's beyond me. But anyway, Harris was on PBS NewsHour this past Thursday when the anchor, Judy Woodruff, asked her about the failure of the tapioca bowl of pudding socialist agenda. Now, Harris already had a ready explanation ready. The tapioca's, that's from the Department of Redundancy Department, by the way, tapioca's catastrophic failure was all of the Americans' fault. She said, "I fully appreciate there's a level of malaise." I doubt she even knows what the damn word means. Harris said, "Americans are so tired of the COVID crisis that they couldn't summon up the requisite enthusiasm for tapioca's vision of a workers' paradise. Inflation? Skyrocketing gas prices? Americans only cared about such things because they're seeing everything through their COVID malaise. We're 2 years into this thing, you know," Harris explained. "People, they just want to get back to normal. We all do." Then she added some platitudes about pushing through with solutions and let's meet the challenges where they are. So you see, the problem is not the fake presidency of the tapioca bowl of pudding currently, I suppose, occupying the White House. It's not about his scripted press conferences, his obvious mental deterioration,
or the vacuum at the top all of this creates. The problem is not that Harris has avoided responsibility throughout her short tenure as vice president, avoiding the border after she was put in charge of solving the problem there. The problem is not that she has demonstrated mind-blowing ignorance when asked about skyrocketing inflation rates. She sagely answered, prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. Water's wet, birds fly, we know all that. The problem is not the attention she's devoted to these non-issues that shovel red meat to the blue rubes, such as the all-consuming problem of racist trees. The real problem, as far as Kamala Harris is concerned, is that Americans are not in a good enough frame of mind to appreciate what she and tapioca and all the handlers of theirs want to do for us. The most famous example in relative recent history of a politician blaming us for the nation's troubles instead of working to solve them was, of course, Jimmy Carter, the worst president in American history, well, until Obama came along. Excuse me, I had to get a sup. Jimmy Carter was as sanctimonious as he was inept. And even 40 years after he left the Oval Office, America is still paying the price for the damage he wrought during his presidency. He effectively lost his bid for re-election on the 15th of July, 1979, when he commandeered the nation's TV screens in order to scold and hector Americans of what came to be known as his malaise speech. It's clear, Carter claimed, that the true problems of our nation are deeper than gasoline lines or energy shortages, even than inflation or recession. All the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America. What's really threatening the nation, he said, was a crisis of confidence. It's a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our nation's will. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and political fabric of America. I got news for you, Jimmy, and I got news for you, Tapioca, and the whore of Babylon. This is not our fault. You're the ones that are purportedly leading us. And, you know, while I'm speaking about that, I can't stand it. I'm not going to use the word hate. That's a strong word. I can't stand it when somebody says the unintended consequences. None of this is unintended. All of this is pre-planned. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do to destroy this country. Exactly what they're supposed to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody's coming to save us. No human being, no Donald Trump. Nobody's going to step in and stop this. We have to stop it. We do. We the people. Remember us? We the people? This is our republic. And only we can stand up and say no more. We're not taking this crap anymore. You and I, all of us together, represent the only thing these scumbags, these Luciferian psychopaths, we're the only thing they fear on this planet. You and I, we the people. And you know what gives me hope is when you go back and you look at what was done on March 13, 2008, when our purported lawmakers all got together and talked about how they're going to implode our economy and destroy everything. They're like 20 years behind schedule. And you know why? Because of you and I. Because of we the people. Somehow, and I think God must have had a hand in this, Donald Trump's election pushed them back at least a decade. At least. See, we should have been destroyed by now. The only reason we haven't been destroyed is because of we the people. You have no idea how much power you have. They don't want you to know that. And they sure as hell, no pun intended, don't want you to exercise that power. That's exactly what we need to start doing from now on. Every time there's a school meeting, we need to be there. Every time there's any kind of meeting where these scumbags are sitting there doing unconstitutional acts against us, we need to stand up against it. We need to stop it. We need to let them know no longer is this implied consent. We do not consent to this garbage. We're not going to do this anymore. Scary stuff, folks. There's a lot of weird, crazy stuff going on. I put a picture on, actually I put a video of some of the Kimcraft, or the Kimliners as I call them, on Clear in the Air on Facebook. Please take a look at those. And also there's been a lot of pictures coming up lately nationwide, actually worldwide, of what are called motherships. These things are cloaked behind or cloaked as clouds. And if you use a camera to take the picture, you see some kind of looks like a giant spaceship. I don't know. if these are real. I don't know if these are holograms. I can only tell you my personal experience. Several years ago, I'm outside, out back, and I've got my digital night vision monocular, and back then I had a droid. That's how long ago this was, probably 7 years. I'm looking at the sky, and there's this huge cloud, big cloud. Well, I've gotten where I can tell the difference in a real cloud and a chem cloud. The ones that are formed from the crap that comes out of these chem liners, they have so much luminosity to them that they just explode with color when you look at them through infrared. So I'm looking at this cloud, and it's bright white, and suddenly I see something coming out of the bottom of it. White balls of light, what I call orbs, what are called orbs, streaming out. It's like you had turned the tap on, and it was dripping fast. They were streaming out of the bottom of this cloud. I sat there and filmed it for, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, till finally I thought, I need to go get this online quick. So I went inside, and I don't know how long, I don't know how many came out of it. I don't know how long it stayed up there. This was like 1 or 2 in the morning. This went on forever. I went inside, downloaded it. I actually put the video on my YouTube channel, which the one that they eliminated some years back. I've had 2 that they just deleted. No explanation given. Suddenly it's just not there. I've got that video somewhere on one of my portable hard drives. I'll have to find it. But so I know something's going on, but I'm not sure what it is. The only way that I can wrap my mind around this whole alien thing is one man's alien is another man's demon. And I try to look at it from with a biblical lens and put it into perspective. And I've said this before, but it bears repeating. I believe, well, first off, I'm not going to put limits on God. I don't know who he's created. There may be a billion other species that look just like us out there somewhere. I don't know. God can do and will do whatever God wants to do. It's none of our business. You know, as his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We're not capable of wrapping our minds around God. So it could be that there's several other civilizations out there somewhere on another planet, another universe. I don't know. But I do believe that they are restricted from interfering. It's just like Star Trek in the Prime Directive. You don't interfere with the development of a people. And I believe the same thing goes for all, if there are any other out there. They're not supposed to come and mess with us. Therefore, the only thing that could be coming here is not of God. Therefore, it's evil. That's kind of how I look at it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I'm sure Postman would disagree. I don't know. You know, Postman is looking at it from a lens of what happened to him when he was 9 years old. By the way, I believe him when he tells this story. I've heard it 7 or 8 times. It's exactly the same every time. I know he believes it, and I believe in Postman. I really do. I love the guy. So I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know if this is Satan coming. I don't know if this is this. It's not the second coming. It's not time yet. But in case you don't know, a mothership purportedly is the huge transport vessel that they use to zip from whatever galaxy they're from to here. Then there'll be smaller ships that come out of the transport that come down to the planet. Now, what I saw were simply white balls of light, orbs, which I believe is some kind of transport vehicle for whatever these things are. But then that's up to you. You got to decide what you believe and what you don't believe. I don't know. And if I don't know something, I will tell you that I don't know something. I can only tell you what I have seen. And I know what I saw. And it was real. Whatever it was. Could have been a hologram. I don't know. I see orbs every night. All I got to do is look through my digital night vision. There they are. But I don't know what they are. Nobody does. And with that said, we got to hit a break. So this is Clearing the Air. This is a 5-minuter. And I'll be back. Come back with me, won't you?
They tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Call them
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Alex Taylor with American Classic Designs. AKD would like to wish all our customers a happy new year. 2021 was such an exciting year for us, especially seeing the community get back to life. From school functions, church events, family reunions, and community races, AKD has been happy to provide the River Region with all things screen printing, embroidery, and promotional items. As an event-based business, it was tough seeing the world slow down, but watching it speed back up has been such a blessing. One of the huge hits this past year was our online store option. Order My Gear created a great way for schools and sports teams to not only increase their brand awareness, but also be able to do some much-needed fundraising. So here's the 2022. We will focus on every detail, down to a T. Call us now at 334-277-8433 or our Prattville office at 334-361-2133. Follow us on Facebook and visit our website at goakd.com.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A massive winter storm will cause a variety of weather problems across the South this weekend. For us, periods of rain tonight. Windy. Wind advisory is in effect. Overnight low temperature 40. Tomorrow, Sunday, windy and much colder. Temperatures in the low 40s early, falling to the 30s by afternoon. Rain becoming mixed with snow at times tomorrow, ending by later in the afternoon. No accumulation. Low on Sunday night, 29. MLK Day will be cold with high temperatures only in the 40s. The sun will be back out. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, the Deep State, they've already had their coup. This one was through the stolen election, of course. It's interesting if you look at the parallels between Donald Trump and John F. Kennedy and their respective relations with the deep state. Both presidents made extensive cooperation with Russia key to their policy priorities, but were rigorously opposed, I can't talk tonight, by the deep state. Both focused on greater international cooperation to peacefully resolve global conflicts, but were again opposed by the deep state's machinations to heighten these conflicts to fuel the armaments industry. That's exactly right. They make tons of money off war. They love war. Plus it depopulates, which is a bonus to them. Finally, both Trump and Kennedy skillfully used space programs as a means for gaining access to classified reverse engineering programs. Kennedy through joint U.S.-USSR space missions, and Trump through the creation of his Space Force and the Artemis program. But yet again, the deep state opposed their respective efforts. The massive January 6 Washington, D.C. people's protest carries far more significance than merely overturning fraudulent election results. It threatens to expose the deep state behind the most recent coup, and then the process casts light on the 1963 coup that changed America and the world forever. A second American revolution to remove a deep state tyranny secretly imposed after President Kennedy's assassination is now underway. You know, I wrote on here is exactly what I said a minute ago about my take on the alien thing, and I don't know. A lot of people believe the reason they killed Kennedy is because he was trying to tell us what was going on about other life forms. I believe, you know, they threw the defense secretary out the window back then because he believed that everybody had the right to know. Again, one man's aliens, another man's demon. I believe that maybe Eisenhower did meet with these things, but they sold themselves off to be friendly alien life forms when in fact they were demonic and they deceived Eisenhower and man. That makes more sense to me. I also believe that CERN was our first shot at building a portal so they can bring in demonic entities when it's time. I don't know. Let me just read this. I'm going to repeat myself, but I think it bears repeating. My take on the alien thing is that, first of all, who am I to put limits on the creator? He may have created hundreds of millions of different species and spread them across the cosmos. I just don't know. But assuming that we humans weren't the only species that he created, would it make sense that he would have put up a cosmic no trespassing sign so all of his other creations would leave us to our own development and our destruction? By the way, according to the Mayans, this is our fifth go-round. We've destroyed ourselves four times already, but that, be that as it may. We have free will, which means that the choice is always ours to make. So any interference from out there would run afoul of that tenet, in my way of thinking. And stay with me here. What's coming here are not our fellow creations from the same God, and that's all caps, but they are fallen ones who blatantly disregard God's laws, and they have our worst interests at heart, assuming they have hearts. Could contacting these evil creations be the real goal of NASA back in the day? Is this why NASA founding father Jack Parsons sacrificed to the pagan deity Pan before every one of his missile tests? Is this why Jack Parsons and all of his henchmen back then that belonged to NASA, they also belonged to a satanic church in California? That's a fact. So what's going on here? That's a good question. I believe the Great Tribulation, because in the Bible it says, woe unto man, Satan has landed. Satan's here. He's fallen to earth. This jab is part of that. This jab is a control matrix. I'm going to try to play you something here from Stu Peters. And I haven't listened to this yet. I may have to dump it. Normally it's good language, but let's see if we can get this to work. Let's see what happens.
Last November, we spoke with Dr. Pablo Campra Madrid, a professor of chemical sciences at Spain's University of Elmira. Dr. Campra said that a group of dissident researchers called the Fifth Column that have dedicated themselves to investigating these so-called vaccines that the government is trying to force on all of us actually contains graphene oxide. Dr. Campra said that he supports those findings. That group is called La Quinta Columna. Now, you remember way back early on when Dr. Jane Ruby was one of the first in America to break the findings of these dissident Spanish researchers. Now, Dr. Campra says that through all of his analysis of the vaccines, that he also has discovered graphene oxide structures within the vaccine samples. Now, he hypothesized that graphene oxide includes self-assembly technology so that it automatically forms into wireless nanosensors. That was big news here on the Stu Peters Show. But Dr. Campra isn't the only member. Other members are including the doctors and researchers from the Fifth Column, from La Quinta Columna directly, the first that were brave enough to reveal the graphene oxide findings. One of those members is Dr. Ricardo Delgado. Ricardo Delgado argues that the pandemic is fake, and what has been happening all along is just the use of military technology against the population.
Bingo.
He argues that ionizing radiation is actually being broadcast from 5G cell towers to eradicate the population and activate the graphene oxide that's been injected into them, with these shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. It's a very interesting theory, to say the least, so we wanted to speak with him directly about it. This is the first time that Dr. Delgado has appeared on American media, and he joins us now alongside of his interpreter. First of all, thank you so much for being here. How did you start your investigation of these vials?
So first of all, we started with the observation and seeing that everything that was going on was not coherent. So we started observation and also the microscopes. So we find out that what they are seeing is not coherent. It doesn't make sense. So when we started to see that the people who was vaxxed, they show a kind of a magnetism in their bodies. So we started to look for which material could be the one that could be causing that kind of effect. So when we had one of the vials, the Pfizer one was the first one. So we talked to Dr. Campra to analyze this vial and check what was inside of the vial. In the first inform that he made early in the last year, so he find out graphene oxide, but later on in the final inform that he just released on November of the last year, he saw that it was conclusive that he found out graphene oxide in four of the vials. It was AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna.
Okay, so you determined that graphene oxide was in all four of these shots. Have you experienced any adverse side effects from being exposed to the vials while you're conducting your research?
No.
No,
we know that the graphene oxide is radio modulated material. So what it does, it absorbs all the radiation and then send it again. It is when it's inside of the body that it does all the damage, because it frees some free radicals inside the body. What it does is that collapse the immune system and it makes the cytokines storm. That is what it makes the collapse in the body.
Yeah, the cytokine storm. So, Dr. Delgado, you hypothesize that the COVID-19, the pandemic, the illness itself is only a front. It's a fake. So, based on your investigations, what is the COVID-19 disease?
What it does, the graphene oxide in the vials, is amplify the signals of the 5G in the body from gigahertz to terahertz. So all the microchips that are also in the vaccines can work.
So what is the virus itself? Is there actually a virus?
It never existed. That's why not any institution can show any virus at all. It's not biotechnology or anything that has to be with medicine. It's more like technology in the body.
Exactly right. That's what I've been saying. And 5G is the matrix that's going to connect us, okay? I'll finish this when we get back. Let's hit this short break. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. And as soon as I can find the mouse, there we go. And I'll be back in just a relatively short few minutes.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's
265-7585.
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
All right, let's get back into this video.
It's more about the antennas, the 5G, and the micro technology that are in the vials.
So we know that vaccinated people are getting sick because they're getting sick from the poisons that are contained in the vials. But how are unvaccinated people getting sick? What are they coming down with if there is no virus?
So people that is not, people is vaccinated, they can irradiate from like a kind of Bluetooth technology. So he can check in his cellular phone, or anybody can check in their cellular phone through the app, which is the people who is vaccinated that is close by. Those are his neighbors. They irradiate radiation. It's not about contamination. It's not a virus. It's radiation from people or from the antennas.
Is this why unvaccinated people are reporting that they are suddenly magnetized?
The graphene oxide, when it's inside of the body, they and it's connect with the hydroxyl in the body, they make that magnetism in people, so they can irradiate that magnetism. And that's why when they saw that people were having like different kind of objects, magnetic in the body, that they were, you know, like sticking in the body, like cellular phones, spoons, and everything. So that's why they started to look for graphene oxide.
Okay. I recently got sick. I had the set of symptoms that has been branded as COVID-19. I had a fever, I had a headache, I had the loss of taste and smell, my joints hurt, and I was fatigued. I'm clearly unvaccinated. So what did I have?
La radiación. So the radiations from the 5G towers are going higher and higher every single place in the world. And they are checking that with some instruments that some people have it. So, and they are trying to have that, to check that. They have it. They have the people who is sending to La Quinta Columna the reports that what's going on with the antennas. They're going higher and higher. So everybody gets sick or can be sick with the radiation, but the people who is vaxxed get more sick. The symptoms that you have mentioned before are the same as the ones are in the scientific papers from radiation.
I was treated with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and other things that we have come to discover help COVID patients to recover. Why did these things work for me if it was radiation I was exposed to?
The different things that you use, usually what they do is that they bring oxygen to the cell. And not only that, they can make function better the immune system. So that's why the antioxidants do the same. They make the people feel better.
So the natural God-given immune system will actually fight against radiation poisoning.
So, yes, the radiation from the antennas, what they do is they provoke like a cellular killing. So if you keep all the antioxidants in your body, so it's going to help you because what it does is compromise the immune system, the radiation.
Were you able to identify the components in the vials that you were investigating?
We're trying to identify with all the scientific papers that we are researching for some of the things that we are seeing in the vials. But right now, we have some that are identified. Okay, he says that some of them are micro antennas, codecs, or systems of like encryption systems, and some other ones.
So they are microcomputers.
Yeah, we can say that. And we can also say that they are kind of like micro rotors that they show some codes, MAC codes. That's what can you see when you do the Bluetooth thing with the app.
So many media outlets, basically every media outlet, after we reported the findings of La Quinta Columna, fact-checked the information and said that it was false. Now, the media is actually backing off of that narrative, and the vaccine manufacturers have basically admitted that graphene oxide is in these vials. It's basically common knowledge now that graphene oxide exists in these vials, thanks to your research. Has your safety or life been threatened since we reported your findings at La Quinta Columna?
Yes, some of the people who has been talking about what they found, they are found dead, like some people that know. There is two doctors, and the doctor Andreas Nowak, and there is another doctor, an Italian doctor, that he was searching and all that. And yeah, I have to take some care, you know, and some for myself. So the Italian doctor, he also find the same things, the graphene oxide and what we found out in the vaccines. And he was to report that to the European Parliament. But the thing is that he was found dead. Nobody knows what happened. And also the president of the European Parliament is dead now.
And these are people who were speaking out against these shots.
We know about the people who was talking about the graphene oxide. They were, yes, saying about that. And the Italian doctor, Domenico Biscardi, and Andreas Novak, who also died. And they were talking about graphene oxide in the vials.
Unbelievable. Your most recent pictures under the microscope, as you continue your research into these vials, they show something extremely alarming. Can you tell us what it is that we're looking at?
We initially were looking for graphene oxide, but with the time when we were looking about more stuff, we saw that the graphene oxide were evolutionating to something else. So he left some of the samples he had to dry. And when it happens, so with the days he was waiting for it to dry, he saw that it was microparticles that assemble by themselves.
So early on, we had Dr. Carrie Madej on this program who reported self-aware organisms, living creatures inside of these vials. Have you discovered those?
I personally are more about to think that this is biotechnology and not something that is life, like bio life things. More, it's not like biological, it's more like technological.
Has your research been replicated?
What we want is to initiate this investigation so another scientist around the world can do the same, but with a, you know, only with a microscope. We're just doing the basis so they can do more. So even Dr. Campra was threatened by the university, and another people from another laboratories, they don't want to do anything.
So Dr. Zandre Batha, who's a microscopy expert, provided us with images on the Stu Peters Show. We displayed them for the world to see. These images contained rings that appear to be oxygen bubbles. But Dr. Batha says these are not oxygen, but that they are part of the graphene structures that possibly you first reported on, and that they have connectors that connect them together.
That's what they are.
And she calls it nanotechnology. Is this supportive of your findings?
What we saw is something that is called by papers, scientific papers, microbubbles of graphene oxide. So what the same pharmacist said, they say that these are nanoparticles. So being nanoparticles, they wouldn't be able to show in the microscope.
A lot of people are going to question your credentials, Dr. Delgado. To your detractors, to the people who will try to minimize you, call you crazy, and say that you don't know what you're talking about, to those people, what do you say?
So it's very simple. What I'm telling people, if they are thinking that I'm crazy, is just get a vial and put it under a microscope. That's it. And see by yourself what you're going to look for and what you're going to find. Even I'm in risk to say all this, just go under the microscope and see it by yourself.
Why do you think microscopy experts, scientists, and researchers around other parts of the world are not reporting the same findings that you are, with a few notable exceptions?
I can answer that, Stu. Because most of them, the only way they work is through grants, government grants or university grants, who get grants from the government. If you dare go against their narrative, they will pull your money and you will be unemployed. What are you going to do, walk door to door with a microscope in your hand and look for work? Doesn't work that way. They control all the advancements. They control everything. I firmly believe that's why they picked this moment in time to make their ultimate move, because of the level of technology we don't know about that they now control.